Clearly, society has changed. We are daily faced with some really difficult issues. Where often we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't. And in the past, perhaps policing has operated in a bit of a grey area, and the police have been about using the Ways and Means Act to try and achieve a result for the public. But I think what we're finding is that, you know, the public are questioning and challenging that more. Clearly, there are issues about things which have been done in the past, which now attitudes have changed, and that is no longer acceptable. And we think therefore it would be much better if there was an ethics committee, if there was this process whereby we could bring issues and decisions and policy issues where we think there is a difficult decision to be made and where we have a bigger group of people advising us as to what we should be taking into account when we're making that decision.
Is this sort of thing going to help in situations where we've seen recently officers being investigated within the Greater Manchester Police Force?
Well, I think, you know, this is not going to be about investigating individual cases. It is about more policy issues. It is about things like the balance between the right to protest and the right for businesses to go about their lawful activities. You know, it's some of the, as I say, some of the difficult issues we face when we're investigating crime and, you know, balancing that against the rights of the individual. It's some of the real dilemmas we face now in, for instance, gathering evidence from social media, where we feel some of the legislation hasn't kept up with the way that technology is developed. So it'll be those sorts of policy issues. We hope that we'll be also, with the Police and Crime Commissioner, able to establish an independent ombudsman, and that would take individual cases, absolutely, of complaint against individual cases and individual officers. But this is, the Ethics Committee is about these broad issues of policy, where it is no longer right to leave those decisions just to the police, and where we should have a broader group of people helping us to decide what's the right thing to do.
Tony Lowe, just moving on to yourself there, I mean, this Greater Manchester, first place, first force in the country to have such a group leading the way.
Well, I think British policing is widely acknowledged to be the best policing model in the world. Policing by consent, policing within the context of the community is the right way of policing British society, and we do lead the world. But there is no doubt that public confidence in the police, public trust in the police is fundamental to that model. If the public do trust the police, that they work with them, that policing then is genuinely with consent. Where the public doesn't trust the police, then that makes that much more difficult. We know there have been things in the recent past widely celebrated, the Stephen Lawrence events, for example, Hillsborough, which dents, actually, rather sadly, confidence in all policing, even though obviously it was only a small set of police officers involved. Now, I think that the challenges that policing faces for the future does mean that we've got to look again and again about some of those boundaries. You know, there's an issue that Sir Peter Fyfe, as Chief Constable, will face on a real-time basis. How do you use undercover police officers? We know if we want to deal with organised crime, if we want to deal with the issues around counter-terrorism, for example, it's legitimate to look at the use of undercover police officers. But how should those be used? Is it a real question for society? That shouldn't only be a question that the Chief Constable has to answer. He ought to be able to reflect on what that means for the wider society. So what we're looking for are people who will self-nominate, because anybody can nominate to this process, that's important, but we'll be looking, and certainly I'll be looking, for people of the highest moral integrity. Clearly that's important, but people who can make a real contribution to this kind of conversation, who can say, for example, when we look at some of the issues we face looking forward, we do need to change legislation. We know that there are issues around the change in technology that poses challenge in our society. What access should the police have to your personal data, to your information, in order to safeguard possibly you, possibly to safeguard the wider society? That kind of debate is something we can start properly in Greater Manchester and, where appropriate, can inform central government.
Mr Fyfe, you touched upon public confidence there. I mean, that is the key, isn't it, to the future of policing, the public having confidence in their police force?
It is absolutely the key. And, you know, recent surveys have actually interestingly shown that despite all the, you know, negative publicity, confidence in the police from the public is the highest it's ever been. But we're not complacent about that. And for me, it's the support for our own police officers. As I say, in the past, we've often been expected to operate in a grey area. You know, the public perhaps and the wider society have not been too bothered about the means we used to achieve a result. And that is, number one, it's not a good ethical position, but it's not the right thing to do. So you're absolutely right. You know, the confidence of the public is shaken if there are things going on which they feel they don't know about, if the police are doing things which they don't think are acceptable. And it's in areas like social media where we feel the world is changing very, very rapidly, where Parliament can't keep up with it in terms of technology. And for instance, you know, it would be good to have this forum where they could discuss, right, where does that balance lie?